Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS. As you sit down for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow with friends and relatives gorging themselves with turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and the rest of it, eating too much and ending up on the couch may seem almost unavoidable. But my next guest says there is another way. Dr. Michelle May, the author of the book Eat What You Love, Love What You Eat, How to Break Your Eat, Repent, Repeat Cycle, which is now released in paperback and ebook, joins me now. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
You know, it almost seems like an obligation at Thanksgiving to eat a lot, although that's hardly reserved for Thanksgiving dinner for many of us. Why do so many of us seem to eat way beyond the point that we're full?
It's become an association, hasn't it? I mean, does the name Pavlov ring a bell? You know, we learn to associate certain events, certain people, certain foods, certain emotions with eating certain foods and eating in certain ways. And Thanksgiving is probably one of the best examples of that. For whatever reason, this holiday has become about eating a lot of food. I think there's really no problem with enjoying the wonderful food that's available. But I think where people get into problems with this is somehow the expectation that they're going to feel stuffed and miserable, which is certainly a self-fulfilling prophecy most of the time, and end up feeling literally miserable at the end of the event instead of comfortable and happy and content, which would be the ideal situation.
I wonder, how is a person really supposed to know when they're full? I mean, especially when they've been overeating for years.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think oftentimes people become disconnected with their instinctive ability to know when they've had enough food. And one of the ways that you can think about this is watch young children eat. Very young children, before we've gotten in their way, they know when they're hungry and they stop eating when they're satisfied. Every one of us was born with the instinctive ability to know when we're hungry and stop when we're satisfied, but we unlearn that. We learn to reward ourselves with dessert for finishing all of our dinner. You know, our parents told us about the starving children in Africa or China or wherever they were starving in your family. And so we learn to override those fullness signals to clean our plate. The challenge is, of course, that those messages are no longer relevant. We are not living in a scarce food environment here in the United States. So when we learn to eat past the point of contentment, we're going to consume too much food. And, of course, nowadays there's too much food on nearly every plate.
Is there a particular strategy for eating the Thanksgiving meal that you'd say would be best? I mean, should you start with the turkey and then maybe follow with the mashed potatoes and green beans, or maybe as a salad, a better way to get things started?
You know, for me, I don't really focus so much on what people eat, but on how they eat. So I think each of us would have our own individual strategy. Personally, and this might sound surprising given that I'm sure many of the articles people have read have told them to fill up on the vegetables and that sort of thing, I actually feel differently about that. I think you should look at your plate and decide what you are anticipating the most. In fact, it might even be the pie that you want the most. Don't save the best for last, but have a few bites of it while your taste buds are the most sensitive and while you're really going to enjoy it. When you save the best for last, you'll eat it even if you're already full, and then you'll feel miserable when you're done.
I'm talking to Dr. Michelle May. She's the author of the book, Eat What You Love, Love What You Eat, How to Break the Eat, Repent, Repeat Cycle. Now, I know a big part of what you talk about, Michelle, is slowing things down, not eating so fast. Do most of us eat too fast? And what are some of the best ways to slow the pace down a bit?
Yeah, I think we eat too fast and we tend to eat while we're distracted. So your brain can really only fully focus on one thing at a time. So if you're eating quickly and shoveling food in, or if you load a bite of food and immediately put it in your mouth and start loading the next bite of food, your brain is going to be focused on the loading process rather than the tasting process. And if there's one thing I hear people complain of on Thanksgiving all the time is that they worked all day long to cook this meal and people scarfed it down in 15 minutes. Slow down, taste your food, enjoy your food, love your food, and you'll be much more likely to feel satisfied when you're finished instead of stuffed.
You know, that is the thing about Thanksgiving. There's the anticipation of this family gathering, and a lot of times you end up, you know, watching some football, and even the eating part may not end up being as social as some would like. How important is it to converse while you eat in terms of breaking up the rhythm of your eating?
I think in general, we've forgotten that eating is a social activity. I mean, you can look cross-culturally. It's certainly not unique to Americans, and it's certainly not unique to Thanksgiving. But all cultures, almost all families, use food in some way to celebrate, to love one another, to mourn, to enjoy, to connect with each other. We've lost a lot of that when we eat in front of the TV, when we eat too fast, when we don't even focus on the food itself. It becomes, again, a mechanical process. So I think Thanksgiving is an ideal time to practice that connection.
I want to ask you about the eat, repent, repeat cycle, which you referenced in the title of your book. How exactly does that work, and why do so many of us seem to continue to be stuck in that cycle?
Yeah, the eat, repent, repeat cycle, I think, is probably the missing link and one of the explanations for why dieting just doesn't work for most people long term. And that is that because of all the reasons I just talked about, that eating is an enjoyable and necessary part of our lives, when we create a lot of guilt around food, when we create a lot of shame, or even when we create a lot of structure like weighing, measuring, counting, writing everything down, punishing yourself with exercise, we end up creating this disconnect, kind of this love-hate relationship with food. So what I really try to get people to do is move back toward the middle, where you're eating for enjoyment and balancing that with eating for nourishment, where you are eating the foods that you love, but you're not using food to comfort, distract, entertain, you know, take care of all of these other needs that so many people do. Breaking the eat, repent, repeat cycle is really about understanding that food can and should be a natural, enjoyable part of our lives, but it shouldn't be the only way that we find enjoyment or distract ourselves from discomfort.
Finally, you know, food for many people is really an addiction, although it's something that you really can't quit. So how difficult is it for people to transition from overeating to being mindful about every bite they take?
Well, it varies from person to person. You know, the simplest thing you could do for yourself is whenever you feel like eating, just pause for a moment and ask a question. Am I actually hungry? So whenever you feel like eating, you ask yourself, am I hungry? Not with the purpose of deciding whether you're allowed to eat, but to give yourself an opportunity to figure out why you want to. For many people, when they start asking the question, am I hungry, they realize that much of the time they're just eating on autopilot. They're eating because food's there. They're eating because other people are eating. They're eating because it's free or because they paid for it, which is kind of ironic. But, you know, it's this eating for all of these other reasons. When you live in an abundant food environment like we do, eating for all of these other reasons is what creates that vicious cycle. Having that awareness that, you know what, I would like to be able to enjoy the foods I eat, but it's not appropriate for me to eat all the time for all of these other reasons. That's what's causing my problem. And for many, many people, that simple question will be the beginning of an entirely new approach to eating that doesn't involve restriction, deprivation, and guilt.
Well, one time that will certainly be appropriate to do some eating will be tomorrow for the Thanksgiving meal. Dr. Michelle May, the author of the book Eat What You Love, Love What You Eat, How to Break Your Eat, Repent, Repeat Cycle. Thank you very much for joining me, Michelle.
Thank you, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.